sweet liquid that you might pour over a cake or a pie?
That's a phonetic question, I guess.
No, it isn't really. It's not a very productive lexical question, but it is lexical. It'd be something made of milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg.
Yeah. I'm drawing a blank. I'm got battle fatigue, I suppose. I know exactly what you mean. I've eaten it often enough. My wife's aunt used to service that when we went there on Sunday dinner, for Sunday dinner, sort of a yellow cake with exactly the kind of sauce you're talking about.
Well, you said sauce. Mm-hmm. Is that what you would call it?
Well, I suppose so. Yes, it's cream sauce. Well, the French term for it is crème pâtissière, but I'm not sure of an English term.
Food taken between regular meals is a...
snack.
And talking about what you would... consuming food, you'd say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Ate or had.
Or, and I had already...
eaten.
And I will...
eat.
Okay.
My grandmother said it. Mm. The one with the... more English background.
Mm-hmm. Was that for eight?
Yes.
Or for past participle?
Past tense. I ate my dinner.
We've talked about the beverage that many people drink for breakfast, the black stuff, which is?
Coffee.
And how is it prepared?
It's ground, and after having been roasted, not parched, and it's then filtered through a what is called a drip process, or put into a drip pot, a little hot water at a time.
Okay, and what would you drink if you didn't want anything in particular, you were just thirsty, so you might get yourself
a glass of water.
And if the glass fell off the sink, it might? An empty glass, if it fell off, it might.
Shatter?
A simpler word than that.
Break?
And yesterday it...
broke.
And it has.
Broken, yeah.
Okay.
Incidentally, the thing that a child has to watch out when a glass breaks on the kitchen floor is watch out for the glass bottle.
The glass?
In other words, a pile of broken glass, be it whatever, is a glass bottle. That's my wife's family, especially.
Strange.
By the way, an interesting, I don't know how widespread this is, but among blacks in New Orleans, whether you spill something that's of value or not, you waste it. Do you know that?
I don't think I've...
In other words, you say, oh, I'm sorry, I spilled the coffee. And many a black person in New Orleans would say, oh, I wasted the coffee.
That's interesting. Talking about consuming the water, you would say I...
drank it.
And I have.
I have drunk.
Okay, and I will...
drink.
Okay. If dinner was already on the table and the people were just standing around, you might say to them, go ahead and... they're standing, so you say to them...
Okay. Sit down, have a seat.
Fine. And so then when you said have a seat, he...
he sat.
And he will...
continue to sit. He will be sitting.
And he has
been sitting.
And he has
sat.
Okay. And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed, you say just go ahead and
help yourself.
Good. And so he went ahead and
helped himself.
And he has already
helped himself.
And if you were declining food, you might say, no, I don't.
I don't care for any. I don't care for any more. I've had enough.
If something, you'd had too much to eat on Sunday, so you saved it and warmed it up on Monday, then Monday you're having...
leftovers.
And you put food in your mouth.